Welcome back to Disappointment Personified. As always, look, we're on time. As always, I am your host, Crown Chris, a.k.a. Willy Wonka's Golden N-Word Pass. And today, I have my co-host, no guest again, my co-host with me.
Woo-hoo! Wait, is that trademark? Woo-hoo! Okay, no, you can't trademark woo-hoo.
No, you can't. It's like Jerry's Got Milk, or... Right? That's what it was? Hungry for Apples?
Yes, it was basically like
you can't do that.
No, that's too much. It's your boy, Brian Love, a.k.a. the Clan Booty Cheek Bandit.
Another clan, another bandit.
Yep. It's Black History Month, and I saw a really dope tattoo online. And it's a clan, a black dude on his forearm has a Klansman being hung on his forearm. It's pretty good.
I guess that's good, but you still got a Klansman tattooed on you. Now, the enemy's being hung.
But
I get
it's on
that.
A black dude, that nuance. And the Klansman's being hung, which if you know what Klansmen do, well, you might know from your family reunions. but yeah.
Oh, my God.
And yes, Booty
so
Bandit is my thing.
And so you out me like that? Thanks, bro.
They already knew.
Appreciate it. Before we actually get into how it is Black History Month, and we haven't done a Black History Month episode in 2 years.
We got canceled, that's why.
We got canceled. I was going to have the Dark Lord back on this episode, and he was going to be... Because he was on the last one. I think it was BK and his dream.
Yep.
And so I was so excited to have him, but it's okay. Plus, we were going to have another black guy that sounds incredibly white. But he canceled, unfortunately. Apparently, he went to a wedding recently.
So I know. Not his, though.
Not his, no. So, before we actually get into some topic, I do want to mention one thing. No more. We don't need to talk shop no more, right? That was just the first comeback episode. But we do need to put a little bit more of a description on our logo competition that is still ongoing. If anyone is listening to it, remember, you can send it to Disappointment Personified's Facebook page, and I have the message button on there, so you can message me the picture that you want, the logo. We don't have a time yet, so it's not like, oh, you got 1 month, but we're going to know that it's not gonna last 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, just keep up with the episodes.
Yep.
And then we'll let you know, oh, we're coming to a close,
yes,
guys.
Yes,
all
yes.
Final entries submitted.
I had
now.
The Dark Lord gave me a terrible idea that I'm going to be doing. So you guys are going to be competing not only with each other, but with a single Fiverr artist. So keep that in mind.
A what?
A Fiverr artist.
Oh.
From Fiverr.
So I'm competing with that one guy who drew on the desk in high school?
Yo. But there's some apparently really good artists on Fiverr, you know?
That's true. I got Fiverr still up there. I design book covers, illustrations.
No, really?
Yeah. I use Canva.
Okay, not sponsored.
My overhead is zero.
So, other than that, let's just get right into it. So, I have a device in front of me for a sound. If you recall on our comeback, Rose was saying...
That nigga Rose.
Rose was saying that she prefers that Ryan Love has a soundboard or something, some sound effects, which I think would actually be a good idea for this podcast.
I'm not against
it. So, I have ambiance music, or not music, but ambiance sound for our tasteful Black History Month.
This better not be porn. But no, I'll be down with porn.
No, it's not porn. Don't worry. Okay, we're just... There you go. Anyway,
you're about to get canceled.
It's a 10-hour loop.
I'm about to fly over this table.
Nope. I'm sure they can hear it.
This fucking mayo monkey, how dare you?
If it makes you feel better, this is from Johnny Test. It is just, it's a sound effect for Johnny Test. We know it didn't have any bad implications.
You didn't get
it.
The one from that one Chappelle scene? Your name is Toby!
No, I didn't.
That would have been better, but hey, no. I get you. Sing phase.
So, we'll do this a little bit. We're not going to do this the whole episode. I'm sure it'll get fucking tedious or annoying.
Tedious, man. I bet every black person, their blood is...
They've already turned it off. Oh, wait. It's ingrained inside of them. They got heated off the sound.
And it's the downside of being friends with someone like you. Because I want to tell the audience right
excuse
now.
Excuse me. What is someone like you? You white or
racist?
Offensive?
if you had ran this by me, I'd be like, nah, let's not do that.
Okay, so I'll give you the ultimatum. It was either going to be this or a Slave Song.
I would much rather.
Would you? Would you the? Would you really prefer that?
That would have been a better aesthetic and more audibly appealing. Cause right, think about all those artists that were slaves that never got to drop an album, bro. That sucks. We missed out on some good fucking music.
All right, only because I'm not gonna be doing this forever, so we're gonna put a
you're doing this forever.
Our timer.
You're right. They wanted to do it forever, but nah, we had the freedom, niggas.
Oh my god! I have too much of a racial talk about this entire day. I had to talk with let's just say some older white lady. I'm not gonna say who, but some older.
I heard that conversation through the door. By the way, I was walking down the stairs. Way.
I had to have a conversation with some older white lady about race for about 2 hours, and
during his favorite month of the year.
But anyway, here, let me tell you a small roller coaster before I get into these topics, right? Small roller coaster of emotions that I've had today, and I'm gonna show you something interesting as fuck. I'm actually gonna pause this because it's distasteful. Because
I bet all of our black audience members are like, yo, we gotta cancel Brian Love. He can't be allowed to let this white nigga get away with this kind of shit.
I get you there. You wouldn't believe what I started reading a book today. Yeah, I haven't read a book in a fucking long time.
What's the reading level on it?
No, it's crazy.
Is that Goodnight Moon?
No, I'm gonna tell you. Goodnight Moon. Is that, was that like a fucking first grade book?
It's like preschool. Preschool.
No, I'm gonna tell you my weird.
I hate niggas that don't read. Whatever, move on.
I'm gonna tell you my weird. It's been a long time since I read a book.
And they're great.
But I'm going to tell you my weird emotional roller coaster of today. Just today, right? So, because it's Black History Month, I have to explain how it relates to black people in every way. In all of these weird emotional things, right? And so, first off, I had a bad day at work. I worked pretty hard. And I got bothered at the end of the day by a guy that I really like, who is black. He just said something that kind of pissed me off because I was hungry, I was hangry, and I was like, I don't have time for this.
It's like, white man can't jump. I get it.
He was like, I was like, look, he made a joke, you know, just a ribbing joke that we all do at the shipyard anyway. You know, I've called him short plenty of times.
It's okay, but, razzing.
But he razzed me when I wasn't ready to be razzed because I was done. No, I was done with the day. It was the end of the day. I was hungry. I couldn't get this fucking lock. And then homeboy, who's like, don't let the amateurs do what the amateurs can't do. Or something. I was like, I don't have time for this right now. And he goes, I don't give a fuck about your attitude. And that just bothered me. Him saying that.
That's some real nigga shit to say. You know.
It is. So.
You're saying whatever.
So past that, I go home and I have a 2 hour long debate about race with a white woman, and I'm getting like heated on behalf of the dark skinned people.
All right, he's an ally.
I'm getting heated on behalf of them, right? And then, I go home, and a neighbor, who I will not talk about because he might eventually be on the podcast, but a neighbor tells me, because I see him, and I rope him into this conversation with this white woman, and I go, quick question, how old are you? And he tells me he's in his 70s. Then I said, okay, have you ever experienced some extreme racism when you were younger? Right?
Dumb question.
It was dumb because I was trying to show this white woman that it wasn't long ago since crazy racism was happening. And he goes, yes, I grew up in this place in Virginia. And he goes, and he said, I grew up in a segregated school. So he was actually in the schooling when they were segregated.
My grandfather is in his 60s and he's born in the 50s, which means that dude you're talking to was born in the 40s. So.
So,
like late 40s, early 40s.
So segregated school. And I was like, wow, man. I was like, that. See, it wasn't long ago. And then he told me something interesting. And then he brings this book to my door. I'm going to tell you really quick this emotional roller coaster.
I did want to do a quick segment.
Go ahead.
I bet his basketball team at a segregated school went hard. It went hard as fuck. Like,
no, I. You know what? But it's the best you've ever seen. It was two black teams going up against each other. And
I bet it was like watching the NBA finals every fucking game, every fucking home game.
Oh shit. But anyway, so mad, and then passionate, And then, ready? Sad. I got sad. Tears in my eyes from reading the first chapter of a book today. A book!
Yeah, books can be sad. Moving. Who could have ever figured that shit out?
So the guy who gave me the book, and I'm going to show you the crazy importance of this book, and I'm definitely going to talk about the title because the first chapter just moved me.
How do you pronounce that? Mein Kampf? Is that what you're reading?
So he, I'll show you it's called Two Souls Indivisible, right? And it is the friendship that saved two prisoner of wars in Vietnam. Now, there's a black guy and a white guy on the cover in dog tags, and the black guy is my neighbor's step uncle.
Oh.
It's about him. It's not written by him. It's a biography by this white guy and this black guy. And it's about him. And when you open up the book, there's a signature from the white guy in the book and the black guy in the book.
He got it signed.
He got it signed by the people it was written about.
Hey, that's dope. I mean, I love reading POW survival stories.
It is so moving. I went to tears. And I'm going to read you a single part that brought me to tears and how moving it was.
Okay? Hey, man. Hey, I love this for you. You're reading books now. You got the podcast going back on. You are going in the right direction.
Are you ready? So, to tell you... you shut up. To tell you really quick... To summarize, the first chapter is called Better Place, Worst Place. And apparently in Vietnam, during a interrogation that the Vietnamese would do towards Americans, is they would tell them the carrot or the stick in a way, right? You're either going to tell me information or I'm going to hurt you. But they didn't really just say I'm going to hurt you. They said better place, worst place. You tell me information, you go hang out with your buddies. You don't, I send you to a worse place than you're in right now, right? So we went from cell to shed. All right, this guy went worse and worse and worse because he wasn't giving up information until he went to the fourth place. And here's what the fourth place is. Ready? So it is I'm not gonna downplay it. It's about a guy named I remember the black guy's name. His name's Fred Cherry, but it's about a man named Parker Halliburton. That's what it was. Parker Halliburton. And it says, the door opened and Halliburton walked inside. A faint bulb emitted just enough light for him to see a man sitting on a teak board that served as a bed. He was thin, unwashed, unshaven, and injured. His left foot wrapped in a cast and his left arm hanging in a sling. He was black. You must take care of Cherry, the guard said. The door was slammed shut. After a long pause, the newcomer stepped forward. I'm Porter Halliburton. I'm a Navy JG F-4 backseater. And the guy said, Major Fred Cherry, the black officer said, Air Force, F-105 Thunder Chief. Halliburton soon realized that this new torment had nothing to do with grimy cells, unpalatable food, or sadistic guards. His new punishment, the quote-unquote worst place, was to care for a black man.
Ain't that some shit.
So that was moving to me. I was like, oh... He literally said that the food that they gave him was so moldy, the bread was so moldy, it started to ferment. And the Vietnamese guards went, I know what's going to be worse for this white guy. A black guy! That was it.
It's crazy how aware they were by the socioeconomic.
That's what it was. Because it wasn't naive to think of that they were actually going to dislike each other. You know what I mean? But anyway, so I went from sad after that. So mad, passionate, sad, and then entertained from watching a horror movie. It was super entertained. But, you know, I have to relate it to the black culture, right? So let's just say I was upset that a black guy died in that movie. Okay? Yeah. Only one black guy. I was happy that most of the people...
What was the name of the movie?
Terrifier 2. I was happy that most people who died in that movie was white. So there you go, guys.
Shit, hey man. You can be an ally, but you don't gotta be a traitor.
But that's where I'm at now. That was my emotional roller coaster of just today. But anyway, let me get into a really quick topic.
Man, read a book. Hey, can I get just a small round of applause? You know,
because I read a book. I read a bit of it. I'm gonna keep reading this book because it's really good.
That's great. Yeah, books are good. Woo! Books are good. I just want to say that for the record, guys. I want to promote this book, Zodiac Academy. It will make you mad. Book 6 is hard to get through, but it is shit. It's crème de la crème.
So, because I am...
That was for you.
Because I am Cron Chris, and I go overboard, right, when it comes to my comedy, I've gotten used to it. All right, that's why I had the... should I get the whipping back? I don't know.
That's great. You said go overboard, but I heard not funny. It was weird for me.
All right, so I had a bunch of things I had planned for just Black History Month, so let me get into the first one. I need to give recognition, okay, to some of the greatest Black actors of our time. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out these three names, right? First, I'm going to read out their character's name, and then I'll read out the movie they were in and the actor's name. Okay, so first... is a great African-American actor. The name of the movie was Kirk Lazarus. The movie was Tropic Thunder. And the actor is Robert Downey Jr., all right? So amazing, amazing Black actor there. The second one that I have in mind...
I know exactly where this is going.
His name is George Caldwell. He was in a movie called Silver Streak, and his name is Gene Wilder. All right, that's a great, hilarious bit, by the way. This dude was, yeah.
OG Wonka
did blackface just for the movie, but he didn't get canceled because it was because the movie was about a white guy doing blackface, and he's like, I don't want to do this, guys. Anyway.
Amen.
And finally, and I think this is the best one for me at least, is Scarecrow. Yeah, that's who it is. And the movie is The Wiz, and the actor is Michael Jackson. Now, this one's a little different because most people will go, well, that guy is Black. But when I picture Michael Jackson, I picture second form Michael Jackson. You know, final form Michael Jackson?
No. I don't want to be here no more. cut the show. Cut the lights.
Do you think that Michael Jackson just went Super Saiyan in the end and that's why he's white?
Oh, man. He went Super Karen in the end.
Oh my god!
I was like the Sierra Crow from The Wiz. Like, I mean, hey,
he's Black though.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna say it. We all know Michael Jackson wanted to be a little white girl. That's whatever.
All right, let me just move on. Moving on. Hope these
this
things.
This nigga are... said Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr. Black actor. Yeah, he meant that shit too.
So, one thing I was gonna do. That I still think I should do, but it's up to Brian Love because it's Black History Month, so it's literally his say because he is our honorary Black guy of the episode.
Honorary Black guy. You have me up here the same reason Randy had fucking that Craig's dad on that one ad in the South Park series just for, you know, credibility.
Oh, credibility.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is what I'm going to pitch to you, you either shoot it down or you say that's a good idea and we're going to do it. That's it, all right? I...
Just throw the whole list away.
Just throw the whole list away. No, just one pitch. That's it. I want to create, as a joke, because comedy, right? I want to create a N-word pass, okay? An official one that I can make online, right?
And we have the laminated, of course.
And I will laminate it with tape and whatnot to look like it's actually laminated. I can even laminate for real.
There's cold laminate. Don't worry. We'll handle the logistics of it.
The only thing is, you would have to sign it, because you are the signer off of it.
And maybe it's going to be official. We need at least two signatures.
Okay. And I'm not even saying it goes to me. I'm saying is someone would have to say some key word that's in the middle of this episode, and if they do, message us or whatever, we would send them their official N-word pass.
We should do a DP quiz. Whoever passes the quiz gets an N-word pass. It's official. Yeah.
All right, so you're not shooting that down.
I like the idea of monetizing the N-word pass. What's the whole point of being like, you know, a notary? You don't fucking, you know, like...
You don't get to notorize anything.
Notarize anything, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know, and there is some white guy out there waiting to say nigga.
Right.
Yo, we gonna make a... You know now, what? We can sell N-word passes.
But by the way...
Let's make everybody else... Hey, drop a comment down below if you want to buy an N-word pass.
By the way...
And tell me how much you would buy it for.
Heads up, we are not responsible for you presenting a signed N-word pass to Black people, saying the N-word, and them just accepting it, okay? We are not... They're not... That is not a possibility that they will just go, oh, you know what? I didn't know you had an N-word pass. You know, they still might beat your ass, okay?
That is true. They still might do it regardless. Just tell them, you know, just let a nigga know. You know, just if you say with enough confidence that, like, you have to earn that N-word pass every time you talk to a new nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you'll get the general one, all right? I mean, you can say nigga in your car, personal... And like you
only when listening to music, or if you're reciting the song back.
You can say it to your white friends. You'd be like, I got the N-word pass. Look at it. It's signed. A nigga signed this shit. You know, like, and just really, Rose owned it. Rose been waiting to say nigga for a while.
She really has. But we don't even have that episode on the file, so we don't know nothing
son
about
of
it.
A bitch, we don't. Oh, Rose dropped some. We gotta have her back. She must have, she signed some N-word pass. N-word. Hers is limited. Hers is a temporary access card.
Yes, it was temporary. Yes. All right, next part of my tasteful black comedy.
Tasteful black comedy.
Tasteful black comedy.
Where's the tasteful? I thought it was a dark comedy, man.
Yeah, it is dark, isn't it? So, I get a good idea to look up weird things that black people have invented. Unfortunately, I really didn't find anything weird. I found normal things that they invented, but I will say that the connotation that they invented these things should just, how should I say it? It should be parallel with some of their past. Like, if a Nazi invented, I don't know, what did Germans use? Bratwurst. If a Nazi invented bratwurst, it'd be like, a little suspicious, right? Right?
I mean, Germans and bratwurst go together like me and a beer, so...
So I do have actually a couple of written parallel thinking jokes with this, okay? So here's the first one. Did you know that a black guy invented the Super Soaker water gun? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it has anything to do with the fact that they're used or they understood what it meant to get shot with water. But he did invent a Super Soaker water gun, okay?
I don't want to be here anymore.
The next part is I want you to think that none of these have slave connotations. I have to say that ahead of time, okay? None of these have anything to do with slavery, okay? A black person invented or perfected. This is what the website said. I don't want to give out misinformation. They also perfected. They didn't just invent these things, right? But a black person invented the dustpan, the lawnmower, the mop, a kitchen table, and a pressure cooker. Now, again, I'm going to say they have nothing to do with slavery, okay?
I mean, nothing. I don't think they had pressure cookers back then.
No, but they were... We said this on the last Black History Month, okay? We talked about indoor and outdoor slaves, okay? We definitely talked about that, and we were like, which one would you be, right? Remember that weird shit?
Nah, we all know what they thought about the indoor slaves. We all know what they thought about them.
All right, here's two cool things. One cool thing I didn't know, and one, again, I have a slight joke about this, okay? A black person invented the disposable syringe. Disposable syringe. Let us hope...
Opposed to the non-disposable?
Let us hope it has nothing to do with white people introducing drugs into their neighborhood, okay? Let us hope it had nothing
to
do
crazy.
With that.
That's crazy. It's like, yo, this heroin's so good, but this reason this reusing just, the needle so...
It's so ill.
Bro, we should create a fucking needle we can just throw away so we can do our heroin better.
Finally, and I got his name because I think his name's kind of important. William Dorsey Swan is the first ever drag queen. Yep, a black person invented drag queening, kind of.
Oh, I thought Tyler Perry created it.
No, I'm not going to say invented because obviously, like, Shakespeare and them, they were dressing up as women for plays or whatever, but that's not really doing that, right?
Nah, they didn't let women into the plays. Until,
yeah, that's
like...
what that was, right? This guy was a gay guy. I'm not just speculating. That's what it said online. He's a gay guy who liked dressing up as a woman, and he was, when he went up on stage, his what he would call himself was the Queen of Drag. So it kind of made the name Drag Queen, basically.
Oh.
He cemented that name.
Nice.
What is kind of interesting is that his name, last name being Swan, is they renamed some city or some street after him. I can't remember where, what they said online, but it was in the 2000s. They renamed a street after him. They named, instead of it was called Swan Street, they named it William Dorsey Swan Street because the original Swan was a slave owner.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, okay.
That's crazy,
and
man.
And he was an ex-slave, the drag queen. He used to be a slave, and then he went out and became a drag queen.
A gay cross-dressing slave. Hear me out.
Look, man.
Out of all the things I would thought I would hear today, that was not on the list.
I'll tell you what's not tasteful. What's not tasteful is they made a historical book out of him. And it's fine to make a book historically about a person, but the title doesn't sound great. The title is called From Slaves to Queens. And I don't think that sounds great to say the slave part.
Hey, I bet it sells. Oh, man, that's crazy. I never thought about it. I'm gonna tell my girlfriend about this. Yeah, did you know a slave invented drag?
Slave? No, don't say a slave.
Sorry. Ex-slave. Ex-slave.
Don't say a slave invented drag.
Cross-dressing gay slave created drag.
Doesn't it sound like a random word generator and ex-cross-dressing
so
slave?
What's the name of the drag queens? Like Katya or I forgot the other one. I'm like, hey, yeah.
Trixie.
Yeah, Trixie. Yeah. I'm like, hey, yo, you are culture appropriating my culture, so I need you to hop out that gear, you know?
Right. All right, so another thing I was going to do, but I didn't have enough time, was I was going to test your blackness, Alex.
Ooh.
Or Brian.
Oh, we should have played fucking Black Card Revolt, Boots.
Huh? I don't have a black card, though. But I'm white.
If you win, we'll give you one.
Oh, shit. But I was going to test your blackness with slang. Obscure slang to see if you knew what it meant. But I went through different news articles for slang, and I knew what they all meant.
Okay.
And, you know, like finna. And it was funny. I actually found a slight article that talked about how white people stole some of these slangs, used them to death, and now it's gone. And I was like, that's funny, because I agree.
Dead slang.
One of them they said was YOLO. YOLO's gone because white people stole it. Because they mainstreamed it.
Once our parents start doing a thing, it's done. It's over.
You know what's another one they said? Yas, or Yas. Yas Queen. They said stole it.
I'm be so honest with you. I'm so glad that shit's gone. Yas, you sound like a goat. Yes.
So, I went through all these things, and I couldn't find anyone that I didn't know except for one. So, I have to ask you, what is dry begging?
Dry begging.
Yes.
Hmm.
That was interesting. I was like, I've never heard of that.
If I was trying to blend in, you know, like code switch or whatever, and someone pulled up dry begging, I'd be like, oh, so they're probably trying to ask for a 20. Without directly asking for 20.
You have it on the head. Now, it wasn't about money, but it's exactly what you just said. It's exactly what it says. So, the definition says, asking for something in a vague, circuitous way.
Circuitous.
For instance.
Big-ass fucking word.
Right? For instance, instead of saying, I'm hungry, could you kindly share that food with your food with me? A dry beggar would say something like, that food looks really good. I haven't eaten all day.
or a kid comes up to you and be like, I like those.
That's dry begging.
Man.
Like, oh, shit. Okay.
Get your dry begging ass out of here. You know?
Right.
I got one more for the record. When you bought food and like your girl already said they ate and you'd be like, and they start feeling like, man, this smells really good. It's like, you look over. Suffer. I asked you if you were hungry. What is that? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an energy drink.
Oh, hell no.
Anyway, let's see. I have one thing that I haven't even thought about, but me and you can make it up on the podcast, which is pretty funny.
Sorry to interrupt, but is that an auxiliary port on your fucking phone? What universe are you from?
This is a government phone. Literally free from the government.
They gave white people free phones? How dare the government?
They gave a black person a free phone, and I did the Christopher Columbus thing, and now I have it.
I got you. Okay. So you know, so that's an iPhone. You're landing an iPhone land. That's an iPhone.
That's so funny. Yes, I have an iPhone. He's like, that doesn't look like an iPhone. It's a fucking iPhone. I know what it is.
And let's be real, no black person should be like, yeah, we love Christopher Columbus. He started the fucking what's the name of the tree? The fucking
let's be honest, he started fake news, okay? He started going, no, you're wrong.
Imagine meeting someone and like, you're an Indian. And you're like, no, I'm not. No, you are. Like, all right.
So, here's the one. Ready? I have a new little bit. It's not something we're gonna do every episode. We're only gonna do it during Black History Month, and it's tasteful. This is the only tasteful one, I promise. Okay? Ready?
The beast watching police brutality videos.
I agree. Are you ready?
Those videos are hard to watch.
We're calling this Are They Black?
Alrighty, I like that. You got a drum roll somewhere? Damn it, we really need a soundboard.
I told you.
I'm about to download one right now.
Are they black? And then a studio audience clapping.
Yeah. Just like, you know, like get some whoop whoops in there, you know, all that good stuff.
So I'm about to tell you, Brian, some raceless characters. These are characters that actually don't have a race. You're going to tell me if they're black or not. Okay? Simple as that.
Oh, so you're just going to tell me a character and... All right.
They're literally not black in their thing that they're in. You're going to tell me if they were a person, would they be white or would they be black?
Ooh, like, okay. If I ask, like, Garnet. Garnet's black. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, yeah. Something like that. Exactly.
Separate, I would say that one of them is black, but once you get a little black in there,
you're black. Like Pearl's black, right? She's white as fuck, right?
Oh, Pearl is
pretty
like,
white.
Pearl's right? Karen, bro.
So, okay, ready? Piccolo.
He's black. You don't know why?
Why?
You don't know why?
Why?
It's just the voice for me.
It's the voice,
It's the
right?
voice for me. And he's green. He's ostracized. People called him a demon. It was all this stuff.
It felt like...
He was bald racism and muscular. That just feels like a black thing to me. I don't know where that comes
no,
from.
No, I get you. You don't even have to explain it further. I feel that. Are you ready? Saren from, Mass Effect.
The villain. The villain.
Is he black or is he white?
That's like asking if Garrus is black. Garrus is black to me, so I would say by like racial. Hear me out.
The audience is now coming in. I asked if one of them wanted to be a guest today, and he said no.
Hear me out. All right, I'm only gonna say black because if you ask me
racism, right? I'm gonna say he didn't like humans, so that's what I thought. I was like, oh, this sounds racist, don't it? But the reverse racism, right?
It's like I can't call him white. Oh, he's white. Like he's white.
No, I'm saying he didn't like white people. That's what I'm trying to say.
True, but he was also being mind controlled. I'm gonna say black just by association because Garrus is Taurian, and if you ask me, Garrus is a nigga for real, bro. He got your back. He's brand loyal. He'll make sure your shit is good.
Anyway. Moving on,
now,
next one.
Then that implies Garrus is white. I was just talking to our studio audience.
Can you get up your Google real quick so you can see what this person looks like?
Get up my Google, yeah.
It is a character from Tekken that is obscure. I don't think he would know that.
Okay, fire away.
Gigas, G-I-G-A-S.
I black.
Just because of the name?
He's a super muscular red dude.
Yes, you do know. Okay.
Yeah, because he stomps. He went to college. He was in one of those stomp groups. You know, he was up here fucking busting it up. You see how you fucking get?
He's a robot.
He'll get on the ground.
But he's a big old dude.
Oh, I was getting mixed. No. Yeah, big dude, and he's like
he's
red.
Muscular. He's red. He's red. Yeah. So, but he's a robot. But yes.
He gives off nigga vibes to me.
Another one from Tekken, Ancient Ogre.
He's the green ogre.
You've seen him in the, wait, you don't even have to look this up. You've seen him in the anime. He's the one that kills.
Oh!
Yeah. June.
He got some straight up black Air Force
action. He does, doesn't he?
You know.
He's even got,
he don't
by
say
the way,
no words. He just bumpers off rip.
Exactly. Also, he's, I think, Incan or something.
He's like Mayan or
something
like that.
So, didn't they have a bunch of touch of color back in those times, I would say? He's green, though. Let's just say that.
I don't know, man. He just gives up an oppressive force vibe, so I might just say white.
You know what? That makes sense. Why not?
Because he was trying his hardest to exterminate shit.
Are you ready? I think you're going to love this one. Ganondorf. White or black?
It is canon. All Gerudos are niggas. I'm so sorry. Like, and he's the only male Gerudo, alrighty? So he's that nigga. He is that all nigga, right. For real.
Alright, last two. A womp from Super Mario. It's the one that goes, and it falls over. It's the all big right. rock.
Rough exterior, only got one job, love stomping niggas out. Mean mugging all the time.
It's always mean mugging.
And
yep.
If you play Mario Party, you gotta pay them cash to pass.
Oh, that's true.
That's on the corner, nigga. Yeah.
You know what? I'm so glad you're saying the word this whole time.
Remember during last episode we did the nigga.
Yeah.
The fucking audio voice tech shit.
What was it? Siri.
Was it Siri?
Basically.
I think we just did it from the Google.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The AI voice.
AI voice. Yeah. Last one is a Goomba.
I don't know, man. They look like tiny penises. I'm getting white energy from that. No disrespect.
I didn't think you were gonna go that route.
I don't know, man. They work for Bowser. No.
You're kind of right because black people don't get stomped out, right? But they do the stomping.
But they're
right?
kind of like slaves.
They are kind of like slaves, aren't they?
You know, and I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know, it's just.
That's touchy for some reason.
How about this?
All of these, that's touchy.
We're just going to leave this up to the audience. Just write down in the comments what do you think. Are Goombas black or white, respectively?
Is a Goomba black or white?
You know?
All right. So, I had a slight joke because I was looking at, I was looking up stuff for Piccolo, right? And did different Dragon Ball Z characters. And I came across the most racist one of all time. I was like, and I put this down as a slight joke. So, on a scale of how black someone is, Mr. Popo should be the max. Do you agree?
To be honest with you, if you hit the max, you should.
You see what he looks like, right? Like he's literally red lips and he's a shadow almost. Like he is pitch
black. I can't
black.
Remember. Was OG Popo blue or black? Because I feel like they made him blue because that black thing was too. Yeah, so OG Popo's black.
That was Gene Wilder, by the way, in the movie. I had the
that is
up.
So. Is that Richard Pryor?
Yeah, he was in that movie with him.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. What was the question again?
Mr. Popo is not a question. Just he's the most black you could be.
I would say yes, and the only thing that comes just before Mr. Popo is Knight.
See, look at him. Tell me he's not the most black.
Bro, he is absent of light.
He's nothing but black.
He is voidless. He is the. He
yeah, I'm
the
not gonna lie. It has some racist undertones just looking at it because he's got red
lips. Big
lips,
yep.
Big red lips, and I was like, damn. You know. And he's in a turban. Like what? But okay.
Just throw all the words. Just throw all the most like stereotypical racist things you can think of for every foreigner, and make one central.
I hope we made some good content because I literally ran out of everything I was talking about. That was all I wanted to bring up.
I mean,
in this fucking episode.
I mean,
oh, actually, I had this.
Who's on the direct opposite? Who's the most whitest? What's the most white?
Oh yeah, good.
You know,
point. Good point. So if the blackest you can actually ever be is Mr. Popo, what's the whitest you can actually ever be?
Damn.
It's not Casper. Is there someone whiter than Casper? Because Casper's translucent almost, right?
Ghost,
what is something?
But
that
you could
is
say
so,
Casper white though.
Yeah. What is something so ridiculously white? They're dying over there.
Something so white, it's almost
that's blinding. Like if you put if you put a piece of paper up to them, they would look like a flashbang. Like I don't know.
Hey, I'll say snow with the SpongeBob white.
SpongeBob.
Sunbleached.
Oh, sunbleached. Okay.
Well, we need a
person.
That
would be like a two on my scale.
We need a person. We need a person.
How about this? How about this? Michael Jackson. Phase two.
Phase two Michael Jackson.
Phase two Michael Jackson.
To be honest, it's unbelievable to see where he went from to where he ended
bro,
up.
Bro, he was a milk chocolate brother, and then he became white chocolate Godiva chocolate or whatever.
I'm so upset because you know it's body dysmorphia. That's all that was. Because, look. I think he was a very handsome milk chocolate brother. Like, he looked great.
I mean, he was probably attracted to you
he
back
probably,
in the day.
When I was young, yeah, it was his type, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know.
But no, he looked so good. I saw him in Thriller. I had a VHS for Thriller. And I was this guy is so beautiful. Like, he's feminine looking. He was very feminine.
Remember I told you, he wanted to be a little white girl. Oh, actually, they did a whole South Park episode about that. Where, Who's the kid with the Canadian brother? I think Kyle's brother's Canadian, yeah. Right?
Oh my god.
He got possessed by Michael Jackson's spirit.
No, Michael Jackson did show up and he was like, Blanket. Which, by the way, that's the name of his son in real life, is Blanket. I didn't know if you knew that. His real name's...
And I thought Kyle, Elon Musk kid, had a terrible name. You know, how do you put a math equation on my birth certificate and call me Kyle? And you're supposed to be sending us to space, you stupid motherfucker.
So, the last part that I had was... This was such a good idea. But, what is a Blasian?
Black Asian.
A Black Asian.
Yeah.
Now, that is very specific. That is just black and Asian. There's a lots of part of Asia, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I've never seen a black and an Indian,
So, I'm going to ask you two countries and name the name. Instead of just Blasian, what about a Nigerian Egyptian?
Ooh, an Egyptian.
An Egyptian? Okay. Yeah.
Or Egyptian. You
know what I mean? Like, so, I think this is us making this up.
Nick Egyptian.
I'm assuming I can't say that, but...
Hey, man, who cares, bro? It's your podcast. Say it.
Give me another one. You give me one.
Okay. All right. How about Indonesia with...
It has to be black. With... That's the point. That's the point.
Wait. Oh, I get you. Okay. Indonesian and, like, let's say Somalian.
I'm sure there's so many jokes he made based on the fact of where these two people are and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
True, but I'm not a
like, jogger. Could you imagine the, this is my spaceship now. I am the captain of this spaceship.
I am the captain now. Wait, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong accent. I am the captain now. Buy something or get out.
You said Indonesian?
Indonesian.
So it would be I was going to say some Milesian, but let's do, you said Somalia, so, Indonalia, okay, there you go, Indonalia.
I like that, you mic'd it up pretty well.
It sounds like a drug strain.
Indonalia. Some D&D drugs. Drugs in D&D. My goal is to get someone, you know what, I'll say that off podcast.
Oh, I can't wait for the next
one. Yeah, man.
Look. One of these days, and this is canon, I'm saying it for the podcast, it's going to happen, okay? I'm creating all kinds of shit this year, and on one of these episodes, we're going to have the first ever D&D, not first ever, but first ever D&D campaign on Disappointment Personified, and it's going to be called D&D, which is Disappointments and Dumbasses, okay? So this is called, and we're gonna have a very offensive campaign.
I like the idea of that. Only thing I want to recommend, y'all need to role play more. Alrighty. If y'all talk to me above table, I'm just not gonna acknowledge you. Yep.
That's funny.
If you're like, hey, what should I do? It's like, that's not how Vex talk.
Stupid. Okay.
But no, I like the idea because we have our main podcast, and then.
Let's not get into that because they know nothing about Dungeons that. We've never dipshits. Talked dungeon. That was another idea. Right? It was disappointments and dipshits, but I like dumbasses or whatever. But anyway, moving
dangers
on.
And dicks.
I'll give you one more, and you give me one more. Let me see. How about?
This sucks. We don't got a lot to pull from on the African side.
You do. You said you don't.
No, it's black. It's just black.
It's just black.
You could put a Nigerian. You could put a Liberian, Somalian, South African together. Yep. I'm like, nigga.
Let's see.
He's taking long and hard.
Mali, right?
Mali.
Mali.
Oh, is that a place? Someone fact check that.
Ghana.
All right. We'll do Ghana like
Ghana.
That.
Okay. Ghana. I don't even know what these people are called. Are they called Ghanese? You know what I mean? Like, what are they even called?
Ghanans?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm be honest with you. We started a podcast. We're clearly not intelligent.
I just started reading a book for the first time in years, man. I'm clearly not intelligent.
And I started the year before him. Like, we're late. We're fucking late.
No, when's the last time I read a book? What was the last fucking book
I read? What's the last book you read?
Holy fuck. Okay.
I can tell you the last one I read before this series.
I'm sure the last one I read was an actual textbook in college, but the one that I've said that's an actual story.
Point A to point B.
Oh my god, from start to finish? That's even longer!
That's what it means to read a book!
That's even longer, okay? High school. For sure it was high school.
Oh
my
god.
And I'm pretty sure it was called Hidden Talents.
I bet a manga gives you a headache.
You said what?
I bet mangas give you headaches.
I don't read mangas.
You don't read.
I don't read anything.
Uneducated.
I don't even read body language. Oh. I can't even read social cues.
I wish you could, because otherwise you and Danielle would never talk. Sorry, I just can't help myself, because she's going to get a restraining order on you, and you're going to have to move out.
I hope she listens to this specific episode.
You know what? Oh, you know what? If you are listening to this episode, don't mind Chris. This nigga's crazy. He needs to be locked up.
Agreed.
ASAP. That whipping sound he played at the beginning of the podcast, it was not my idea. Brian Love had nothing to do with this. Can I crop this? I don't put this disclaimer at the beginning. Viewer discretion is advised.
Alright, I'll pause it again. I just thought it was good timing.
You know what? That would be good, but like to make a great Black History Month episode. Oh, we gotta take a break in soon.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? This country thing, I should have planned ahead of time. I really don't know too many countries. Geographically ignorant.
I got you, man. I'll throw out some Asian countries, and we'll be good. All right, we got Indonesia.
Japanese. All right.
We got Japan.
Japanese,
yep.
Plus, I gotta think of the dark ones. Japanese.
Come again?
Japanese plus... There's got to be some dark people in South America, right? Or no? I mean, is it just Latino?
South America?
Yeah, just the Latinos down there?
Are there black people in South America? I mean, probably.
But I'm a native.
I mean... South America is Brazil.
Look, are we getting racist here?
Argentina.
Is black people only native to Africa? No,
well,
right?
Man, we were sold all over the place, bro. It's hard to say where most of us ended up, you know? But I think every culture has a little black in them.
Okay. I mean, according to racist white people, yes, the 1%, if it's got one drop, every culture is black, okay?
I'm telling you, man. You know, eventually, 100 years are going to go by, and... The races, the purebreds are gonna be gone.
Purebreds.
Except with Asians, because you know how they are. They like married their cousins and whatnot.
Not fucking purebreds, all right? We're not dogs, bro. I'm like, get your purebreded black here. Like, no, man.
Oh, and with that, some words from our sponsors.
And now for today's sponsor. From the makers of I Have a Dream Sleep Aid and White Repellent, the founders over at Bank, Black Incorporated, have come up with a revolutionary new product for white people. Yeah, you heard me right, folks. Up until now, my people have been excluded, dare I say, segregated from the market. But man, the geniuses over there have impressed me again. Their new pill, Colorless, is finally out on the market. Their FDA trials have completed, and now you can finally drain yourself of that racism you hold dear. Of course, at Disappointment Personified, we make jokes. We don't endorse actual racism. Right, Brian Love?
Yep, that is correct. All lives matter, but most importantly, black lives, you know.
Now, that's why we partnered with Colorless to help you finally and officially not see color, okay? While scientists are out there hoping to cure colorblindness, the real scientists over at Bink are finding a way to temporarily cause it. Now, never again will you walk to the other side of the road when you see a group of black people coming your way. With Colorless, everybody is the same shade of gray. Brian Love, do you remember that episode of The Fairly Odd Parents where Timmy attempts to end racism, but the gray blobs just find a new way to be racist by comparing their gray shades?
Yeah. Yeah. That was actually enlightening. Remember that Rick episode with the circular nipples and the pointy nipples?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that being more physical, I'm talking color here, right? Bink remembered that episode, and they perfected the one pitfall of that episode. Everyone is the same shade, okay? There's no different grays and lighter grays. So, if you treat this world as black and white, then you may need the new colorless. Use promo code IDON'TSEECOLOR at checkout for 3% off your next purchase. That is, I don't see color, without spaces, and each word's first letter is capital. Don't forget the apostrophe either. Capital I, capital D, O, N, apostrophe T, capital S, E, E, capital C, O, L, O, R, at checkout. Okay, let's get back into the show. All right. So we're back, and just like, look, so if people follow our meta page, aka Facebook, right? Then they'll see that part of this episode got horribly corrupted on a something we have even no idea how it happened still, basically.
But right. Luckily for us, we are really tight on our shit. We caught it same day.
Yep.
So this is just our second recording in the same day. And we're gonna be better than
ever. Uh-huh, in the same day. No, this is what I wanted to mention. They saw
No one will remember your name.
They saw that what day it was posted that we had a problem, right? So I already thought about this. This is now in honor of Black History Month, us doing it late. We're posting this podcast on BPT. This is why it's in honor of Black History Month. We're posting it on Black People Time. All right, it's late.
Okay. I see where you're going there, but I didn't like. I mean, okay.
You know what I mean?
I was gonna kind of do the thing where it's like just continue, like try my absolute hardest to make it seem like it's a never-ending episode. But you ruined it for me, Chris. I can't have nice things around you. Yep.
So in the last section a week ago, when we actually recorded the first half of this podcast, I said, hey, should we do an N-word pass? And you said, yes, absolutely. So I'm gonna post a picture on our Facebook page that I made an official N-word pass. And I think it's official. I really like the way it looks. I'll just read what it says. It says, it's this big, bold letters, N-word pass. It says, congratulations. This pass grants you the right to say the N-word and all versions of it. I know that sentence itself, though, is going to be the controversial part.
Why do you get to read the black card?
N-word pass?
You're not even allowed to issue it. You hold no authority other than making the physical copy of it.
You're right.
Thank you.
Read it.
I appreciate this. Welcome to the Necratic Bureau of Niggardry. I am your High Chancellor, Sir Sir Brian.
Edward Love.
Nigga Love. This is our first debut of our inward pass, which says as follows. Congratulations. This pass grants you the right to say the N-word, nigga. You should have put in parentheses the word so they would know which word they were allowed to say.
I said all versions of it, which means it could be E-R-A, nibba,
oh, man.
Whatever.
If you are black, you are allowed to gift this to any non-black person that you deem fits. Signee. Please note that Professor Firefly is no longer responsible for the actions of others before you and after you present this pass.
You know what? I like how fast you read it. I wasn't going to do that. But yes. It's in small print so that you know.
That's funny. But you know, if you're black, you make cards. This is just an extension of my.
See, that's a physical
blessing,
one.
My blessings.
That's a physical one. Black people make the verbal and
I know,
cards,
but those ones,
you know?
Those ones really count.
They do,
like,
count. They do count.
You know, you'd be like, nigga, and then there'll be some black niggas around who didn't they don't know you, and they start teeing up. But they see what he's saying it to. That's like,
do you want to hear something hilarious? I'm not promoting this guy. I actually find him kind of annoying and horrible. But I saw something that killed me, right? And this streamer, right? His name is Aiden Ross, and he's one of Andrew Tate's followers. All right. Yes. Perfect.
What?
Yes, he's one of those followers of Andrew
Tate. I hate that he is Andrew Tate is misguiding all this young masculine youth. They need to come. You know what? Can you just continue? I'm about to hop on
to continue about why this is related to what we were just talking about, right? On an unrelated note to what I was about to say,
Aiden Ross got scammed of, I think it was $2 million by, what's the black art, black rapper, Cardi?
Playboy Cardi?
Playboy Cardi, yep. Yep, he told Playboy Cardi, if you come on his stream, he'll give him $2 million in a Ferrari, right? Which on stream, he's showing him the money, right? And Playboy Cardi came up there and did fucking nothing. He just showed up, right? He barely talked to the guy. He barely interacted with him. He was like, he's just there for the payday, right? But moving on, here's what's related.
<Me too.
laughs> Here's what's related to what I was talking about, right? Aiden Ross also had another moment with, I think it was either 21 or Design. Oh, it was 21 Savage, right?
Sir 21st.
Oh, God. Hey, people are never going to get rid of
my that. Nigga Knight. We can't let that shit go, man.
Knight 21.
He could be the next King Arthur. What if it's like he pulls the sword from the stone? 21.
it'll be King Arthur.
I forgot how many knights at the round table there were, but they'd be 21 now.
I'll tell you how many. A lot. Anyway, so, no, He, Aiden Ross showed him, right? He was like, hey, man, look at the song that I recorded or whatever that I did a cover of, right? And it was a 21 song. And can we just assume that you know that there's no lack of the N-word in a 21 song, okay?
So is this white dude saying the N-word?
So is the white dude showing him a song that he remade that was 21 song where he said the N-word in the song a couple times? And
he didn't.
I was watching this like reaction, right? And boy, it was funny. It was good. It was like exactly what you would think a black person would react to a white person saying the N-word. He was surprised at first, and then he gave him the benefit of the doubt. He went, "Do you got anything in you?" Like 21 said that to this white dude. He was like, "What you mean?" He was like, "Do you got like black in you? Like, do you have like, are you mixed?" Right? He was like, "Nah, man, nah." And he was like, because you're saying the word. He's like, you're saying the N-word. Or he didn't say N-word, you know. He's like, you're saying that. And the joke was, though, that Aiden, it was AI. It wasn't real. He didn't really do it. He wanted to get his reaction off of that, basically. But he did say something. He did say, okay, man, I'm kidding. I did say it once, but I said it on stage with Chief Keef, which I'm like... If a white person had admitted to saying the N-word once, they 100% said it hundreds of times.
Probably thousands. I'll take this joke from Ari Spears. It's like, bitch, pull the window up. I'm feeling niggerish. I think that's a joke, but it's been a while since I listened to this comedy.
But I got to tell you something crazy, right? So, how did the beginning... of this tasteless episode start?
With a consistent whooping sound that we were punished for, yep.
Yeah, we were punished for it. It got fucking audio corrupted. What was the other option that you said you actually would have been happy about?
Oh, role-playing as a slave.
No.
And I whip you.
No, the other option...
You're not down with that? I didn't get my mule and acres, dog. I need something!
The other sound... audio sound that wasn't whipping. You said you would have preferred something else instead. I was like, it was either going to be whipping or it was going to be this. Oh my god, yeah, go ahead, play it. Yes, shout out to Rose. She said we need a soundboard and we think that's perfect. We think we did need a soundboard. You don't know?
No. What's...
You can't remember.
My booty hole brown, Alex.
Alright. Oh, you can't stop this.
Nope.
Oh my god. We got the fucking weight.
You're gonna do this all. No, wait, let me think some more. Hold on.
Slave sound or. Oh, I gave the answer. It was whip sound or slave hymns.
Oh, yes. Slave hymns. Yeah, that was.
And you said you would have preferred that over the whipping sound. Because
we could have unified, my brother.
Well. Let me tell you what I saw recently. So, I'm out, and it's March 1st, right? So, Black History Month officially ended.
Yeah, and we get a shortest month, even on leap year.
And I see...
This burger slap.
And I hate... Oh, my God. I see around our... what's it called? Around our neighborhood, we have people...
You can tell. We live in the projects, bro.
Yeah, the projects. We have people who dress up historically to give tours and talk about blah, 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 blah,
saying
blah,
that
blah, blah.
Unemployment would have been a non-existent if we still had slaves.
Well, black dude, black woman, both dressed religiously, like religious garb of the older slave times, right? And
Wakanda?
And I'm out here, and I hear from a distance, "Weed in the water," and I'm like, "No fucking way." I'm like,
oh, man.
I stop the conversation I'm having with someone and I go, wait a sec, do you hear that? Are they actually singing Wade in the Water right now with a bunch of white kids and white adults behind them? Like, as they walk this line and
the part of history that's inspiring. They don't talk about breeding black people, but I'll say that for a different episode.
The person I was talking to started talking to me again. I'm like, wait. I've got to hear this, because I'm talking about this on the podcast now. Because in the beginning of this episode, we were talking about it's either going to be Whipping Sounds or Slave Hymns. And I guess it was a sign. It should have been a slave hymn, because I heard it on Women's Appreciation Month. I was like, what am I? I was like, this is
no,
crazy.
No, wish me inclusive. What month will be White History Month?
What month would be White History Month? I hate the sound of that, by the way.
That's crazy. We do too. We do too.
I don't like the sound of White History Month, but it's going to go directly good in with the topic I was about to bring up next. Oh my God. White History Month. What month has President's Day? Is that February?
It's February.
Oh, fuck.
The president was
To be honest, I think we need to switch up the months, in all actuality. I don't think February should be a Black History Month. I think June should be Black History Month for Juneteenth. It shouldn't be Gay Month. I think Gay Month should change.
We should swap. Gay Pride goes on the February. Alrighty, and then we get June.
We get June. Because Juneteenth, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it makes the most sense in all actuality. But whatever.
Can I have that?
Yep. I think the only
reason that fucking shit.
I think the only reason why Black History Month is in February is because of MLK Day.
Okay. I actually will agree with that. I was gonna meme you, but no, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna meme me in a second, okay? I was thinking about this on the ride over to pick up my pizza. But
TMI. That's code for he's sex.
Coaster.
I have a coaster.
On the one that you just took from me?
Yeah, right there.
That's not a coaster.
I mean, but it's cloth. It's kind of coaster.
Anyway. So I was thinking about how I was gonna word this, okay? To go in line with my favorite black actors that were said at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. To go in line with that, I have another thing I might want to do every Black History Month. So once a year, right? And it's going to be white people problems, okay? Things that Brian Love would never have to deal with in his life.
We call them WPPs.
WPPs, white people problems.
White PP.
And I'm sure there's plenty of them, which is fine, which is why I can eventually cover it with a bunch of them, but I've got a few. I got a few. So I want to start by saying that why are we assuming that only people of color can be oppressed? Yep, we're about to talk about white oppression, okay? And I know what you're thinking. How can the oppressors be oppressed, okay? And that's probably exactly what you were thinking, verbiage and all, right? But I got you. Go ahead.
Oh shit! Here we go again.
I don't appreciate this topic.
This is about to sound real clannish, okay?
You got health insurance?
This is about to sound real clannish, but you're gonna like it. You might like it. First things on the docket, Brian Love. I need to be held accountable.
Multiple crimes against humanity.
I'm tired of not being held accountable. Brian, do you know how many times I have to get pulled over just to get a slap on the wrist? Oh my God, Brian, please, somebody hold me accountable.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yes, like, hold on, I'm gonna open up this Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, yeah. This is good. Anyway. That looks like diabetes.
Oh, it's a shamrock. I just noticed that.
Are you even Irish, bro?
Yes, I am Irish.
What if you do the Ancestry.com?
What the fuck is this? This is supposed to be... Look. This lady might eventually listen.
She made a green Rice Krispie. That's cold as fuck. You want a piece? Hey, let's shout out.
Do we actually want to say her name?
Mama. What was her name?
Do we actually want to say her name?
I mean, she's a small business owner. I think she could use the club.
She might be on the episode one day. I have the idea of putting.
But just to inspire her, we'd be like, yeah, we recommended Mama J's. Not Mama J. With Aunt.
It's Cole. It's Grandma Cole.
Grandma Cole.
Yes.
I'm sorry. She doesn't look like a grandma, because I'd hit that, but, you know. Dang, if she listens to this,
she I hope
that.
She fucking listens to it.
Oh, fuck. Hey, I only say that because I have a thing for tall women. It's I don't know what's, like, where mama went wrong, but.
Anyway. Hold me accountable. Alex, I'll tell you.
Oh, fuck. No.
You fucked up.
No, I didn't fuck up.
Bro, you could use the straw.
The glass straw and wax. I don't have to clean that. But I know who would, and they wouldn't like that.
Anyway.
We can just add that part out. Sorry,
we have to add nothing.
I am consistent. We got this wax heater over here. I took a piece of tape, and I'm consistently dunking and cooling it to get it, I don't know, super wax. And I almost lost it, and I panicked. But no, back to the show.
No, back to white oppression, okay?
There's no such thing.
All right, so I asked you a question. I asked you, how many times do I got to get pulled over just to get a slap on the wrist? I'll tell you, there's an answer to that. Every time.
Oh, fuck you.
Tired of it. Someone hold me accountable. Next. Okay? This doesn't apply primarily to black people, this next one, all right? But when I do say this, I mean all non-white, non-black people, right? So, guess what I'm getting tired of, Brian Love?
What?
I'm tired of people appropriating my appropriating, okay?
Okay.
Us white people invented cultural appropriation. We invented stealing it, okay? And what do I see now? I see other cultures appropriating other cultures. They are stealing our stealing. Are they not?
I don't know where this is going, buddy. You're creeping in danger territory, bro.
I'm just saying, man. Gentrification sounded like we're making neighborhoods white. But now, in different parts of the U.S., here in New York, right? You can have a whole neighborhood being gentrified by Asian people. That's not even gentrification at this point. I'm going to call it Simpsoning. Okay? You're turning everything yellow. They're stealing our stealing. Like, we invented cultural appropriation. All right. And I had one more, but I lost it. Because I really like the idea of stealing.
Stealing for the sake of stealing? We're talking about
like we...
Y'all... Like, so basically we appropriated your appropriating skills?
Yes. Not you though. I said black people... Black people have such a rich culture, they don't want to steal other people's culture.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I guess. I don't... Are you probably trying to pander to me? You won. You did.
Are you trying to pander to me?
Just, you know how to get under my black skin.
You know what? I remember now. Thank you. You said black skin, and it reminded me of the last one. Brother, this guy stinks. Don't overuse it, but look.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
All right. So, the last
one. That was for me.
The last one is, I don't think I'd ever thought that I'd be saying this, Brian Love, but where is more white people diversity? Okay? I remember a time when all the commercials were made with white people, obviously for white people.
And by white people.
And now, all of the commercials on TV, the white person's the janitor. The boss is a black guy. An Asian lady is the
mixed parents, gay couple.
But I'm
scared that if we could see this line of dialogue, we might attract the wrong kind of fans. You know, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Look, man, white people probably.
Because if I start getting fan mail by the Klan, I am gonna. I'm like, they don't know what I look like. Alexander sounds buku cocky.
Can I be honest? It sounds like a disappointment personified type of thing that if you got fan mail by the Klan, we have to send the N-word pass back to them.
Oh, no. Bro, they have illegal N-word passes.
They have already illegal ones.
Nothing, look, the only thing stopping them is a few lynchings. Like, I'm not, like, if they say nigger, like, I'm running. I'm not stopping to fight them or nothing. Cornbread, fuck, I'm good. Nah.
Oh, shit.
You ain't gonna catch me in no Sundown Towns. I'm gonna be right here.
Sundown Towns.
Playing fucking Call of Duty or whatever.
But yes, that concludes my white people problems. It's people stealing are stealing. It's commercials and TV not having enough white people anymore. And finally, whatever that fucking first one was.
I do want to say, white 19-year-old college student getting banged by Mandingos is a really popular genre. So I think y'all just switched. They just switched from like commercials to like
porn.
Yeah, porn. Everybody like, if you put Tight Little White Pussy Gets Destroyed by insert ethnic cock here, you're gonna get a million views.
You can probably just put Tight Little White Pussy Gets Destroyed by ethnic cock, and you probably would
you
find
know what?
It.
That's 20 mil views same day. That's 20 mil views. You know, because I know I have a thing for like Latinas, so I'll be watching. You know,
shock. What's it called? Shock value. Runs the clickbait. Clickbait runs this internet, and even porn has clickbait these days. Okay, like all you need is.
I still haven't met a hot MILF in my area.
whatever. What's it called? Whatever white like title you wanted. White blah 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 gets destroyed by blah blah blah. All you got to do in the beginning of it, it says. Racist white blah 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 gets destroyed by blah blah blah.
Oh, yo, we could
get. Bro!
Let's just throw out everything we have planned and talk about sick, racially driven porn names.
Porn.
Alrighty.
Oh, give me a made up porn star, a racist porn star name. Go
racist
ahead.
Porn star name?
Go ahead.
Shit.
Actually, tell me a real one, real quick. I don't know if you know men. But
I mean,
I know we all know women, so do you know any men?
We got Johnny Sins, but I'm trying to think of
No. The one that's actual, like.
Oh, we're making up names. All right.
No. Okay. Yes, Johnny Sins is the most famous astronaut. Okay.
Very prolific. He's actually the only guy one I know. Next
really?
To Big Herc.
There you go. That's he's not his real name. Is Big Herc.
Oh,
I mean?
Yeah. But you know, I'm.
I heard of one, Dredd.
Dredd? Was he a wrestler?
Dredd. Apparently,
micropenis.
He's a black dude with the biggest one.
Ah, yes. It's like the fucking on the first date was the worst idea you have ever thought ever. Alrighty, he sent you. You know that one scene with that white dude's in the hospital in White Chicks by Terry Crews. You know,
it's been a while.
They make eye contact.
It's been a while, but I know.
Yeah. He makes a joke early in the movie. Terry Crews makes a joke early in the movie saying once you go black, you need a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he needed a wheelchair. So I would imagine that same outcome.
But go ahead. Give me a fake racist porn name.
Cracker Cock.
Cracker Cock.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Really?
We can go better.
I think we could go better.
I mean,
Do you think most men porn names are just their names? It's not like some kind of stage name.
I don't know. You know what? I hate myself for that. I don't really hate myself.
It sounds like double standard, don't it?
But like,
huh?
I don't.
We
like,
don't know.
I don't know a lot of male porn names.
It sounds like a double standard. So, you know, like, I'm sure you can tell me 25 female ones. All right,
let's start at the top here. Like, are we going just white only? Are we going like big? So I have a wide category.
Oh,
I keep a rolling ice.
Who the fuck said it? It was Peter Griffin. He was on the news, right? And they were like, how do you feel about women? He goes, I know every name of every porn star that's ever been made. Even the new ones that came out an hour ago. And I was like, oh, shit.
An hour ago. What a Chad. I don't know if I can call that Chad because porn addiction is real, but
jeez. And if you have porn addiction, don't forget, check out our previous episodes. Go to check out Covenant Eyes.
Where your best friend can stop your nut today. Use promo code Disappointing Nuts.
Bro, if you would have told me that we were going to start doing fake ads and you didn't tell me that Covenant Eyes was a real thing, it would have been a fake ad. We could definitely have made.
To be honest with you,
it sounds fake.
We could probably get sponsored by Covenant Eyes.
Oh my god. No, we can't. Because we just talked about how, you know, 25 porn artists, or porn artists.
They're trying to sell a product. They don't care if I watch porn.
They're trying to sell the product, and we have to advocate the product, which is don't watch porn.
We have to sell it, bro. Like, is your porn addiction getting in the way of your daily life? You try to go to pick up your kids, but you can't because your hands are sticky. Covenant Eyes is here for you.
But it's obviously, quick question. How do you feel about influencers? I know, this is crazy looking tape. Anyway, how do you feel about... Well, I'll take a picture and put the tape on this one.
The
Personified's Facebook page.
The ADHD tape.
How do you feel about influencers promoting a product that they do not care about whatsoever? They don't even use it.
I think they should go to jail.
FBI, open up!
I'm getting used to it. Don't worry. We'll add more here. We'll get more to the flow. But, you know.
But, no, seriously. How do you feel like... Imagine if, I don't know, and this sounds hilarious, though, but imagine if Logan Paul and KSI promoted Prime, and they were like, it's garbage. I don't fucking like the drink at all, but drink Prime.
I'm telling you right now, they better pray Prime is not fucking people's insides up.
Oh,
but to be honest with you, I just don't like the market, because, like...
Moving past Prime, I'm talking about...
Put like this, you know me. Ask a question in a way that I will provide an answer that you know I will provide, because... We're reading the same book, but I got my shit upside down, dog.
All I'm saying is, for you to promote Covenant Eyes, it is a strictly religious thing, if you remember.
I feel that, but religion isn't the requirement.
No, but the requirement is, don't watch porn. So if you're like, is porn getting in your way? And then, and while you're having this ad, you've got four pages of white girl nutting on your phone, you really cannot be promoting this ad. That's what I'm trying to say. You are not the, what's it called?
Target audience.
You are not the, you are not the correct sponsor for that ad. All right? The church is not going to be sponsored by Adam and Eve. All right? Like...
I feel you, but like, they make money off their product, and I bet the guy's CEO is probably... beats off unless it's like a pastor or whatever.
That would be insane.
Would it be insane?
Yes, it would
really
be insane.
I mean,
how? What if he found out that the Pope nutted twice a day?
I would be like, facts.
That's it.
Just facts. I can't play that. I'm about to come because this shit is long. It is long as fuck. You know what? For those who are curious, I'll play it just for you.
Oh God. It wasn't as long as I thought it was about to be.
I mean, yeah, it's true. It's true.
So I was looking into our previous episodes. I know we're kind of going off a tangent now.
We are just a little bit of a tangent, but, you know, we follow the flow of power. You know what I'm saying, Mike? But we're almost...
We're doing good. I didn't set the timer like I said I was going to, but...
I'm watching the time.
I'm looking at your roasted seaweed snacks, and I'm thinking...
You like seaweed?
No. I'm thinking back to when I tried an MRE on the podcast for the first time.
Simone almost threw up.
Mona did almost throw up.
Who's Mona? They're dead to me. Mona, you're dead to me.
But I was thinking, I was like, I could always try it, your little snack. But you wanted to save it for later.
I don't think you hate it. Did you hate it? I mean,
I don't even know if I tried it.
I had the beef taco. I had the vegetarian one. I bought 4 MREs.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this.
It's just seagrass. I say try one piece. Try one piece, or I will one day usurp you as the host. And Crown Chris will no longer be joining us, or we'll just personify because of creative differences.
Because of creative differences.
Like, they could be like, all right, who has the most assets in the company? I was like, technically, I do.
Do you want to put that on your wallet? It is now waxy.
You got a reason why I shouldn't? Answer is no, then shut the fuck
wax
up.
Wax will get on your wallet. That's the only reason.
Wax will get on your wallet. Wax on my wallet? I'll scrape it off.
That sounds like a rap name.
Wax on my wallet. Wax on my wallet.
I
know
actually,
how you don't spend any money? You put your wallet in
I'm actually upset by how dark that looked. I didn't expect it to look as dark as it is.
It's a gristly.
Give me a piece. I'm not about to eat the whole damn thing. No, give me a piece.
Give you a piece?
I'm not about to eat the whole damn thing. Hell no. Yep. That's perfect.
Here, just take that off. Here. Jerk. It is just...
Ugh. Look, man. This is Black History Appreciation Munch. A munch. Oh, God. It's because you sounded like you were crunching over there. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That shit goes
I know which one you're about to do.
Yep. Oh, sorry, it's an ad.
There you go. That's what it sounded like when you ate it.
Take a bite of it.
Actually, I want you to recreate that sound effect with that, because it's on perfect consistency. That was perfect. That was great.
I bet that Snowball picked that shit.
I bet it did. This Snowball is amazing. We should be sponsored by them.
We should be sponsored by Gimme Roasted Seaweed Snacks. I'm a fan. I love seaweed. Like,
look. This is Black History Appreciation episode, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Black History food, all right? This is not looking like collard greens and, I don't know too many.
Look how green that is.
I don't know too many. What, Brussels sprouts? Collard
you don't
greens?
Know black food?
Oh, cornbread.
How are you going to marry into the black bloodline? And you know
black
how?
Bloodline. I love that.
Fuck you, man.
Cornbread. Brussels sprouts, fucking. We could have an ASMR episode. We could absolutely have an ASMR
Let's
episode.
Let's do a mukbang, bro.
It would be funny as fuck. Only when we have video can we do the mukbang.
Things that are not porn related, but sound porn related. When I heard mukbang, I was like, I could jerk off to that. I was like, oh, there's people eating food.
And then you say, oh, there's just people eating food. I could jerk off to that.
I'd be like fucking Randy. During the food, we was like Food Network episode.
I'm looking at your Japanese inspired snack here, and I'm thinking, how do you make it black? Hot sauce, right?
You know what? I mean, you take a little, you roll it up, put a little hot sauce in that bad boy.
God.
It's good. What me and my girl do? We just take the seaweed, we have some rice. We just scoop the rice up with the seaweed.
Oh, actually, eat that sounds like it'd be the right thing to do.
It slaps ridiculously hard. I know we're going off on a tangent,
smell
but
nothing.
We're
going
to the end of the show. You're probably on a long drive from work or to work or maybe doing chores.
If they listen to our podcast, they're unemployed. It is pretty simple, okay?
Hey, if you're unemployed, listen to our show. Leave a comment in our Display Personified website or YouTube channel.
Yeah. We're gonna do more.
We need to know the demographic here. If you're not unemployed, and if you later get a job, you can redact your unemployment, which we'll call it. Or just for a date. Unemployed at this time. Unemployed this time.
Oh, I have a question. Did you look at the last episode?
No.
That we posted?
I just work here, dog.
FanDuel for Wars, because I told you that I posted the disappointing interview in the middle there that you didn't know nothing about.
I still don't.
Yeah, you can check it out. You can listen to that. Because next episode, I plan on having another disappointing interview made up for the guest that will be joining us on the next episode.
Okay. I found, $10 I put that seaweed on his pizza.
You want to try?
Nah.
Seaweed on pizza?
I don't got anything to eat the pizza.
Ah, only the seaweed. All right. I'm going to have to try this on the episode.
Eat the fucking seaweed. You're fucking cradling it.
I know. I need something to wash it down
with. It's just seaweed.
What if I hate it?
You had an unrefined tongue. You will never survive the apocalypse. You might actually like it. It's sea salt.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yes, I don't like it. It's like I'm eating grass. Ugh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now. I'm so happy I had such a small piece because I felt like on the brink of puking. And talk about a podcast thing, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Something fucking would be so funny. Conqueror's puked on the podcast, huh?
You need to enjoy the finer things in life. Open your eyes. Open your mind!
I did not like it. Damn, I hated the taste of that.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane that you've almost killed a whole box, and I had a corner. I had an acid tab of seaweed and hated it.
I like it. I don't know why. It just grows on me. I have a seaweed addiction.
My strain addiction. I go snorkeling and just eat it straight from the source.
it's so slimy. It has been dried out for me.
Oh shit! I've felt seaweed before. Yeah, it's pretty slimy.
You don't even like sushi, bro.
You've had me sushi, or you've helped me try sushi, and I did like some things. Yes, you don't remember that.
California roll don't count.
I can't remember what it was, but it don't? How? Well, why don't it?
It's fried shrimp.
Ain't it not?
Raw meat sushi? Only. I'm gonna get you the crab meat with
the thing that I had.
The lumpfish roe.
The thing that I had, now that I remember, was wrapped in seaweed. I remember that. I remember it was green.
American sushi. There's the seaweeds on the rice on the outside, seaweeds on the inside. Japanese sushi, the seaweed's on the outside.
Yeah.
And the rice on the inside. Why'd I mention that? Because you're a bitch either way. I'm done. Sorry, I'm just,
Come on, bring me a Black History Month topic.
You want to do my racist jokes?
Yeah, let me hear your racist jokes.
Hey, everybody buckle up. We're going to have a good time. Just going to do little racist jokes.
You Googled a couple of these?
Hell yeah, I love looking up jokes. I'm the class clown at on my team at work, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I work with a bunch of girls, and it makes my skin crawl.
No, it don't.
Not in a bad way, more like I feel like I can't let myself slip, because I find myself, like, sometimes I'm like, what'd you say? And like, oh, I'm so glad you didn't hear that, because, you know, sometimes the facade you built breaks away, and then, like, they go look at inside. It's like the fucking mask.
You forget your code switching. I got you.
Like, you ever code switch so much the fucking knob short circuits?
you're
dead babies.
You break the code switching knob, and you're like, oh fuck, it's stuck.
It's like, you want to hear a 9/11 joke? I have not told them any jokes worth their salt. I told them some like light ones, like how do you make holy water.
Boil the hell out of it,
exactly.
I need to hear a racist joke.
You want a racist joke? That was porn.
You show me a picture of me as a baby?
I saw a picture of Kid You on my refrigerator. And I'm often in my refrigerator naked, so I don't know how I feel about that. You can say what you want about slavery, but you can't deny black unemployment was a lot lower back in those days.
That is really fucking funny.
Every nigga had a job. Some worked inside, some worked outside, some worked remote.
Considering that employment?
I don't know, man.
That was really funny, though. Fuck. I haven't heard that one before. I'm actually surprised I heard that one.
Why can't Mexico have an Olympic team?
I feel like I know this. I feel like I heard this.
This
before.
Is an old one. This unlocked the memory for me.
Go
and
ahead.
Some people listening might already know it.
Why?
Because everybody who can run, jump, swim
are already here.
Already here.
That's right. That's right. But.
Hey man. Hey. Shout outs to whoever created that joke. They are in hell probably. Or on their way.
That's a good joke.
Why do blacks always run fast? Oh, run so fast at the Olympics.
Gotta love a joke that says blacks.
Blacks. My theory is it's because every race starts with a white man firing a gun.
That's good.
Hey, no, that's man. Good. It's just something about it. It triggers fight or flight, and they take flight. Usain Bolt, fastest man alive.
That's funny, right? Because he's from actually Africa.
Uganda or whatever.
Or wherever. But he would have never been a slave then.
True, but...
Not only because he's from there, but because he would have outran them all.
But Britain was fucking the shit out of Africa. Oh, so, yeah. You know, I think there are some things worse than slavery. And that's being a puppet of a air quote superior race. I think we should have the race wars right now. We'll have Coliseum. It'll be a tournament. We elect our strongest... All right, like our racial Olympians, you know, you know.
I just imagine the black dynamite thing, and here it comes down to folks: black versus white.
That killed me, bro. It was black dynamite. I wish the show would come back, but it's whatever. Black dynamite,
Boondocks, and that was it. Black Jesus. Black Dynamite, Black Jesus. And Boondocks. All three Black need Jesus. To come back.
In the end, she chose to keep her titties mismatched. I felt that. But anyway, sorry, we were telling jokes. We'll talk about lopsided titties on another episode.
It is Women's Appreciation Month. Maybe we should talk about
it. If you were dating a girl, like, if she had, like, visibly, like, different breast sizes, like, you, like, that's not a no-go for you?
No, it's not a no-go.
That's good. Me neither. I like variety.
I would make jokes, which she'd be incredibly self-conscious about, but she'd be like, you always talk about it, and I'd be like, I like your small titty. I like the small one.
The small one's
it makes my hand feel big.
Why do nursing homes give Viagra to old men every night?
This is a racist joke? Oh, why?
It keeps them from rolling out of the bed.
How's that a fucking... I thought you said racist joke.
To be honest with you, I think this one's misplaced. That's just... I'll make that one racist.
How do we report that?
How do we... why do nursing homes give Viagra to black old men every night? It keeps them from rolling out of bed. Yep.
They don't need it. It's the white old men that definitely need that. Black old men, they will never roll out of bed with their python.
Oh, man. Why can't you play Uno with a Mexican?
Oh my god. It sounds like the joke wrote itself already.
It quite literally did.
Why?
They steal all the green cards.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, man.
How did that have to do with the Uno?
We gotta put in our intro we should put a disclaimer.
Oh,
alrighty.
Fuck, that was so funny.
Takes you back to a time when these jokes are really hard.
Why have I never heard that one before?
You might have already.
No, that one I've never heard before, for sure. That is so well written.
Why do black people call each other brothers? Oh, sorry, I'll rephrase that one. Why do black people call each other brothers?
I don't know.
Because they don't know who their fathers are.
Oh, okay. That's silly. It's okay. It's okay.
Why are French history books blank?
Because
history is written by the winners.
Yeah. You know what's really funny?
That's technically racist. French racist.
You know what's really funny? I brought that up the other day. Yep. I was beginning of this episode, I mentioned that I had a weird emotional roller coaster. Yeah. See, I don't smoke anymore, so I can remember everything that we talk about.
That's really good, man. I'm proud of you, fucking loser. I'm gonna go smoke I have really good za at
home.
And I paid $190 for it.
Jesus.
It's a zip, so you know.
Still though, Jesus.
No, I got money like that, bro. I make.
You do, and then you can't buy me fucking McDonald's.
Cause I'm broke, nigga.
I wonder fucking why. Look, I told her. I told my fiance once recently. Oh, you made that hard as fuck, huh? I told my fiance recently. I said, "Oh, you got something?"
No.
Oh,
we got 2 minutes.
I told her recently. I said, "He says he's barely making ends meet, paycheck to paycheck." And then he tells me, anyway, so I just spent $200 on weed. I was like, that really sounds like ends meet to me. This sounds like a guy who has no disposable income to me.
Yeah, because weed's a necessity. I don't know if you noticed, but like I didn't apply to be born or anything. You just exist because some pussy. My mom got horny.
Hey,
and she thought my dad was a snack.
I'm gonna tell you a quick news article, and you tell me the race of this person. Since it's Black History Month thing.
I like that.
All right. A female went up on the news and attempted to sue their parents for being born.
There's grounds for that.
And her argument was, I didn't ask to be in this world, which is an insane argument.
Because if she wins that case, that means we could all... people are not going to have kids because, like, they're going to sue us. Our kids are going to sue us.
So, tell me, what's the race of that person?
I'm being so for real, bro. They white as fuck.
They obviously are white as hell.
Because my mom would kill me dead before I turned on her. You're going to sue me? Oh, damn. I didn't have the soundboard up. I don't have any violent ones.
We need to get the violent ones.
But perfectly fine. We're still experimenting. You guys get to witness the growth of a podcast.
Yeah.
In turn, and maybe you'll learn a few things along the way. Maybe not. Maybe you'll laugh. Maybe not.
Hit me with one more racist joke if you can get
it. Ooh, yeah.
Good one.
I got
one. Good one.
Why are all angels white?
Oh, you know what? Before you even finish the joke, never even pictured that, huh? Why are most, well, all, I only think of a non-white angel from Lucifer. So I can't really picture why all angels are white. Why are all angels white?
Because if they were black, they'd be called bats.
I don't know. That's super funny. It's okay.
I don't know, man. Why can't black people play in the sandbox?
Oh, shit. Why?
Because the cats keep trying to bury him.
That's fucked up. That's not that funny. It's alright. It's not funny, though. Know?
Why are black people hard to see at night?
Why?
Because prisons don't allow visitors at the dark.
That's good. I like that one.
I have not heard that one. That one's going in my fucking bank. I'll tell you right now. Look, you'll make really good friends. Have a few racist jokes in the tank, you know. Especially if the race is about them and they still laugh. What's the scariest thing about white men in prison? Oh, I saw someone use this joke recently.
I haven't. Go ahead. What's the scariest thing about white men in prison?
You know, he actually did it.
That's fucking good.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
His privilege ran out, and he wound up in prison. Oh, that's great.
What's white on top, black underneath?
Society.
Society.
Was that it? Is that the answer?
Yes.
Fuck.
Oh, man, I don't know if I like this one. Oh, what's black on top and white underneath?
Oh shit.
I think I might skip this one.
I got it.
This is a dark podcast.
Could it be any worse than what I've already said?
It's
what is black on top and white underneath?
the man in me wants to skip this joke.
I need to hear it. What is black on top and white underneath?
What's black on top and white underneath?
What?
Rape.
Not on Women's Appreciation Month.
Hey, look, man. I didn't screen these beforehand, but
fuck.
But you know
that is great.
You know we might censor it. I'll just have like a singular audio clip. It's like grape, because that's what all TikTokers and the YouTube.
I hate that I see on titles and people say on YouTube they say unalive. Oh my god. Just please say kill.
Ooh, what's the difference between Chinese and racism?
What's the difference between being Chinese and racism?
Oh, the Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese.
Yeah, they, are, right, they wrote it racist. So what's the difference between the Chinese and racism?
What?
Racism has many faces.
Oh my god. That is so good. Oh,
it's gonna send me straight to hell in a hat basket, but perfectly fine because
that was
fun. It was fun being here.
I'm going to post this tomorrow, and because we posted a week late, next week on Sunday, we will have another episode posted.
That's true, and with that, I'll leave you with one final joke.
Okay.
What's faster than a black kid running down the street with your TV?
What?
His brother with your Xbox.
That's great.
Oh, man. And that's all, folks. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. Yep. And
Follow our Disappointment Personified.
And don't forget
to let
us know if you're unemployed.
Follow our Disappointment Personified meme page, our original actual page.
YouTube,
which should start getting episodes again. Don't worry, it's not about you. I can do it. Now, Black History Month ended, okay? You can go back to working, motherfucker.
Man, fuck you, man. Look, man. When it comes, you know what? This is be bonus material. Hey, join our Patreon when the Patreon drop. Oh, and local competition. Don't forget.
Oh, yo. Yeah, local competition. You got maybe a month and a half, maybe two. We don't know yet, but keep you. Take advantage of the fact that there's no
timeline
yet. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I think I'm about to shit my pants.